Well, I'm happy to be here with Mark today, joining in with all of you couples for your special couples time together. And I'm just looking forward to starting our time out here together by having the opportunity to share some of my own personal testimony regarding my marriage to Mark. So don't mind me here if I look up my notes. I'm more of a note writer. I have to put all my notes on my cards here. I recently listened to a short message that I addressed to the wives at a couples conference about 20 years ago, and it really blessed my own heart and reaffirmed some of my own convictions, and I wanted to take this time to reshare it with you, and I hope that will really encourage you and provide a small stepping stone in helping to build your own marriage as it has mine recently even. And the verse that I wanted to start this time out with is in Philippians 1 verse 6, and it says, "For I am confident that he who began a good work in you will continue his work until the day of Christ Jesus." And when I think of being confident, I believe that it means becoming convinced that God is really going to do what he promises here that he will do in regards to my husband's life, regardless of how I feel. And I think it also involves trusting the Lord and just walking by faith and not by what I can or cannot see, especially in areas that I've prayed about in my husband's life. And I haven't always received instant results, but I realize that God is still working, and I need to be patient and persistent in my praying. And to be honest, many times I've tended to disregard this verse over the years, especially in our early years of marriage. There have been many times that I really wasn't confident that Mark could really be a different and a better husband. And continual doubts would just clutter my mind as a result of this. But those were the times that I am sure that I had missed an on seeing and enjoying some of the real blessings and the fruit that came and that God was really producing in Mark's life. Many other people could see it, but so many times I personally would just get tunnel vision and just think about one or two areas that really bothered me about Mark. And it was really just wrongful thinking on my part, and I really fully recognize that. I believe that when we first get married, we tend to have expectations of our mates. We know we shouldn't, but we all do anyway. And sooner or later, they do fall short of them. It certainly happened with me. And then those negative reactions and conflict on many levels came as a result. In my own life many years ago, this is where I had to come to a crisis of belief that I asked these kind of questions, and I came up with four different questions. And the first question asks, am I willing to take all the good, which is a lot in Mark's life, along with the bad, and to be truly thankful for it, knowing in my heart that God is still at work to mature his life? Number two, am I willing to concentrate on all those good and positive things in his life, like it says in Philippians 4, verse 8? And I'm going to read this verse here. Finally, brothers and sisters, fill your minds with beauty and truth. Meditate on whatever is honorable, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is good, whatever is virtuous and praiseworthy. And this verse has definitely been a lifetime pursuit for me. And here are some of the positive qualities that I do try to ponder on when I think about Mark's life. His utter boldness and his passion to communicate God's truth, his desire and his discipline to stay fit spiritually and physically for Christ, his kindness and his daily selfless acts of service towards me and towards others, his generosity, his frugality, his strength in God, his courage, his continual trusting and thankful spirit, his active daily pursuit of knowing and seeking God, his active, persistent praise and prayer life, his undying devotion to me, my family, and to the believers in our church, his persevering through sovereign trials that God's brought into his life, and then finally how he daily fights the good fight of faith that he's been talking about here the last couple weeks. Question 3, am I willing to see him as a new creation in Christ? Christ is in him, creating wonderful and new Christ-like qualities in his life. Number 4, will I choose to be confident that God will be faithful in bringing about the things that are going to produce growth in his life? God will be faithful to us and in our husband's own circumstances to do this. But we must remain faithful as wives to pray, and it is our responsibility to pray. It is God's job to answer in his best way and in his best timing. So let's just leave it in his hands. And over the years, as I've persisted in prayer, and I know Mark, as he also has remained persistent over his own prayer life as well, and as a result, he has continued to be moldable and willing for God to do this. And his example in these 4 areas that I just mentioned far excels my own. He's done a wonderful job over the years just putting up and overlooking all the negative issues in my own life and choosing to be grateful for positive things and actually taking time and making a consistent habit to praise me for them as well as praying for me. And he's been a wonderful example to me in this, despite my stubborn and my uncooperative spirit that I've tended to show countless times through the years. And he's really just done a wonderful job at this. He's built a strong habit of this, and it's remained strong even up until today after being married for almost 37 years. So I couldn't be more grateful. Anyway, little did I know that back when I was first married, God was going to be taking me on a faith journey for the rest of my life regarding these convictions. Little did I know that God in his goodness would be using difficult and perplexing situations in my own marriage to actually be the key thing that would make me more dependent upon, as well as becoming closer in my own relationship with the Lord, and then just rewarding my faith for it, as weak it is, as it has been at times, and actually really allowing me to see and enjoy all the wonderful things that really have come out of my husband's life. And I've learned that through consistent prayer and waiting, God hears, and he really is working. I'm continually amazed at just how much God has done and is remaining so faithful to continuing to do, even presently in Mark's life. And just how much he's become a very wise, very loving, faith-filled, God-honoring man. I know this has been because of his daily walk and personal pursuit of God and his humility. And I'm sure this is why he also has become such a strong and effective husband, father, and leader. Romans 12:2 talks about being transformed by the renewing of our minds. And I wanted to just take a moment to read a devotional out of my Jesus Lives devotional. And I like what it says when it depicts the mindset. I believe it depicts the mindset of Mark, and it really spurs me on and helps me to think of these things myself. And it's titled Renewing Your Mind. It says, do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. I understand your struggles. I know that the world exerts relentless pressure on you, trying to squeeze you into its mold. This is why you need time alone with me. When you open up to me and invite me to transform you, I can work freely in you and accomplish amazing things. One of my most challenging tasks is renovating your mind, and my spirit is always at work on this project. He prompts you gently, and he convicts you cleanly, showing you where you need to make changes and helping you to develop new attitudes. As you are transformed by the renewing of your mind, you progress in your ability to discern my good and perfect will. You also become increasingly aware of my loving presence with you. This awareness is so pleasurable that it draws you ever so close to me, increasing the effectiveness of my work in you, creating an upward spiral of transformation. Thus, you grow not only closer to me, but also more like me. This is a foretaste of what is to come. When I am fully revealed, you will be like me, for you will see me as I am. And I just wanted to finally close with these two verses that I've recently been really blessed by. And the first one is in 2 Corinthians 3:18. And it says, all of us, we are constantly being transfigured into His very own image in ever-increasing splendor, and from one degree of glory to another. For this comes from the Lord, who is the Spirit. And then finally, Proverbs 4, verse 8 says, the path of the righteous is like the first gleam of dawn, shining ever brighter till the full light of day. So maybe we can let God do His finishing work in us, and may our lights continue to shine ever brighter for Him. Thank you.